I'd like to call the July 2006 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission to order. I'd like to ask Tracy West to give the invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to be led by Mr. Carl Josephson. Please stand.
Thank you, Commissioner Bauman. O gracious Father, when you open your hand, you satisfy the desire of every living thing. Bless the land and the waters, and give the world a plentiful harvest. Let your Spirit go forth to renew the face of the earth. As you show us your love and kindness in the bounty of the sea and the land, save us from selfish use of your gifts, so that men and women everywhere may give you thanks. Through Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Please face the flag and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record reflect that we do have a quorum. Before we get on to the business of the day, I'd like to make just a couple of comments. Those of you who have been coming here and are regulars coming here for a number of years will notice that the chairman that's normally sitting here is not here. After some 24 years of dedicated public service to the citizens of the Commonwealth as Commissioner of Marine Resources, Bill Pruitt has retired. Effective July 3rd, I was sworn in. Not to take his place, but to fill the vacancy left by a very wonderful and dedicated public servant. Just a couple of thoughts that I had on the way I will make decisions and have discussions pertaining to this office. I believe it's very important that decisions made by this commission, made by me, are fair in nature, and I will do my level best to ensure that. I think the decisions that are made as we deal with the public trust doctrine, ever mindful of that, should be consistent and according to the established law of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Finally, I think there should be a keen eye placed and geared to the human elements, because every case that comes before this commission has a certain sense of human element. If they were all cookie-cutter cases, such as speeding cases, 65 and a 55, or where you write a ticket or you don't write a ticket, it'd be a lot easier and you wouldn't need individuals such as these fine people appointed by the governor of the Commonwealth to assist in the decision-making processes that are very important to not just the applicants, not just the respondents, but to all citizens of the Commonwealth of Virginia who expect us to protect their public trust. So with that, let's move on to the agenda. You have the agenda before you. Are there any corrections, deletions, or amendments to the agenda? Mr. Grab?
We'll be adding one page to our section that will be further up. I'm happy with that. Right up in front of you, and I'll read it.
That'll be fine. Mr. Kale? Yes, sir. Mr. Travelstead? While I'm here, I would also like to make an introduction. The governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia has also appointed a 25-year career employee of the Marine Resources Commission as my deputy commissioner. That's Jack Travelstead. Jack, you stand up. Ms. McCroskey, any? Thank you. Would the staff and members of the Virginia Institute of Marine Science that may be asked to testify, please stand, raise your right hand to be sworn. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Be seated, please. Okay. Going back to the agenda, as I'm prone to make a mistake on the first meeting, I guess I get the slide on this one. You have the agenda before you. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved
by Mr. Hyland, second by Mr. McCleskey. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
You also have the minutes before you. If there are no corrections or deletions, amendments to the minutes, I'll entertain a motion.
Move approval of the minutes.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Hyland, second by Mr. Robbins. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Note that the chair abstains. The chair was not present thoroughly at the last meeting, nor was a member of this commission. Mr. Grab, permits. Page 2 items.
Mr. Bowen, members of the commission, good morning. As I indicated, we have, seven page 2 items with the one addition that I'll read into the record. And these are those projects which are in excess of $50,000 in cost, which for which no opposition has been received, and staff is recommending approval. For the first 6, very briefly, Mid-Atlantic Broadband is requesting authorization to modify a previously issued permit to add one additional aerial crossing of a fiber optic line across the Meharan River. We are recommending a royalty of $390 for the encroachment over 130 feet at $3 per linear foot. 2B, Fluvanna County Board of Supervisors, requesting authorization to construct a dual water intake structure that will consist of 2 18-inch diameter raw water intake pipes. This is in the James River in the vicinity of the Bremo Bluffs Power Plant in Fluvanna County. We're recommending our standard in-stream conditions and subject to the approval by DEQ, a maximum daily withdrawal rate of 5.7 million gallons per day with an intake velocity not to exceed 0.25 feet per second and an intake screen no greater than 1 millimeter mesh size. 2C, Noakesville Design PLC is requesting authorization to construct a 21-foot wide concrete arch span bridge that will cross 25 linear feet of slate run. This is in Prince William County. We are recommending a royalty in this case in the amount of $787.50. That would be for the encroachment over 525 square feet at $1.50 per square foot. 2D, Colonial Pipeline Company is requesting authorization to conduct routine inspections and maintenance activities of an existing 8-inch diameter petroleum pipeline that will cross 16 jurisdictional streams. These are in Bedford County, City of Lynchburg, Amherst County, Appomattox County, and Buckingham County. Certainly, if they detect any anomalies, they will undertake restorative actions, which could include excavation, replacement of the pipe, or in-stream repairs. We are recommending approval of this with standard in-stream construction conditions. And because of the number of crossings, the time of year restriction from March 15th to July 15th for crossings 1, 2, 3, 6, and 7, and from March 15th through June 30th for crossings 8, 9, 15, and 16, and this is to protect various or fish spawning areas, as recommended by DGIF. 2E, City of Norfolk, requesting authorization to reconstruct the Haven Creek Public Boat Ramp Facility. That will involve the construction of a 58-foot by 30-foot wide ramp, 115 feet of riprap, 2 114-foot by 8-foot wide tending piers, 5-foot by 55-foot long aluminum ramp to a 40-foot by 14-foot small vessel launching platform, as well as 363 feet of bulkhead and 60 linear feet of riprap, and a 325-foot by 6-foot wide open pile marginal wharf. This is at their city property along Haven Creek in Norfolk. 2F, Robert Buchanan's installing 125-foot long by 18-foot wide stone breakwater and 150-foot by 18-foot stone breakwater, as well as nourish with 250 cubic yards of beach-quality material at his property along Chesapeake Bay in York County. And the addition, Spectrum at Willoughby Harbor, is requesting authorization to modify their permit to expand an existing fishing pier, which will include a 29-foot by 30-foot T-head, and to add a 22-foot long by 15-foot wide open-pile pier and a 35-foot long by 6-foot wide gangway that will be used to access a 455-foot long by 15-foot wide floating breakwater pier that will have 8 finger piers. 3 of them will be 63 feet long by 6-foot wide. 3 will be 83 foot long by 6 foot wide, 1 will be 103 foot long by 10 foot wide, and 1 will be 103 foot long by 15 foot wide. This will create 14 slips at the facility that they have right along Willoughby Bay in Norfolk, right on the southern side of the Hampton Ridge Bridge Tunnel. They also want to add 350 feet of riprap. We are recommending in this case a royalty in the amount of $55,590 for the 37,060 square feet of encroachment at the $1.50 per square foot for the pier, and that rate is predicated on the private use marina rate, and a royalty of $480 for the 480 square feet of encroachment at $1 per square foot, and this is for the fishing pier, and that's the public fishing pier, public marina fishing pier rate. If you have any questions regarding these projects, either I or members of my staff would be happy to try to answer them at this time.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Grab.
Move the approval of page two, items 2A through 2F.
If I could, Mr. Holland, I'd like to see if there is, before we move, that's okay. Is there anyone in the audience, pro or con, on the page two items? Stalling, come forward, sir. Good to have you here.
Tom Langley, Lane McDonald. Just two comments, please, on the addition of the spectrum. There are 15 mud slips there instead of 14, as shown on the drawings. And the applicant reluctantly accepts a royalty.
Thank you, sir. Any other comments from the audience? Mr. Holland, I'll entertain a motion now.
As amended by the comments made, I move.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Schick. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. We had initially had item 4 as a staff report regarding Ms. Mary Hill's oyster planting ground situation. Ms. McCroskey, is Ms. Hill here?
No, sir. I haven't seen her.
Okay.